The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel, we hear words like hope, justice. I think it was Winston Churchill that said, many great things are simple, and most of them come with very simple words like hope, justice, peace, love, honor, duty. They are great things, but they come with just one word. My dear friends, when we do not abide in prayer, then we'll abide in temptation. If we do not abide in prayer, we'll abide in temptation. Today, in the first reading, Exodus, from the book of Exodus, we hear over 600,000 people made that journey. Not counting children, not counting other family members. Only men were counted. 600. They were in captivity for 430 years. That's a long time. Maybe four generations. They were in captivity. And there was a man who claimed, who felt like he was a god. And he would not let them go. Yesterday, I spoke extensively about, you know, what saved the Israelites. Just the blood of sheep and the blood of goat, which was smeared on the lintel of their house, dissuaded the angel of death from hurting them. The blood of goats, the blood of sheep. And he ordered them to do this in memory of that event, the Passover. Now, do you wonder why the event of Christ's death coincided with the Passover when it was being celebrated? Because if the blood of goats and sheep could save them, how much more the blood of the Lamb, of whom John said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Now, here was a man who felt he was God. Today, many of us are concerned. I was watching the news yesterday how it was said that stray ammunition hit the only church in Gaza. It's a great concern. And I heard the Prime Minister called the Pope, the Holy Father, yesterday. But then, what do we learn? People don't learn from history. I feel the world is a circle. It's going in cycle. It's revolving. People don't learn from history. People claim they want to feel they are a god. Psalm 8 will say to us, the book of Psalm, and the Bible says, Lord, teach us how short our life is that we may become wise. If we do not abide in prayer, would abide in temptation. May the Lord continue to order our steps in the right direction. As we pray for our world, as we pray for our leaders, what is happening now? If you go through history, it has happened before. What about the Hitlers? What about the Sterlings? What about these men who felt great at one time? About 3 days ago, we laid to rest the president of my country. He was once a military head of state, and for 8 years, he was president, democratically elected. People felt he was going to be the savior of the country. 8 years passed. There were more economic crisis. There were more banditry and terrorism and all of that. And people say he did his best. Did he really do his best? And he was laid to rest, not even in a coffin, you know, in a very tiny grave. He was put there. Someone who once flew the presidential jet and went all the places, was president for more than 15 years. And that was how he ended. What lessons do we learn? Where is the Pharaoh of today? Am I the Pharaoh of today? Am I compassionate? Am I humble? Remember, many words, many great words are simple, and they come with one word: humility, hope, justice, peace. Let us continue to strive for justice and peace to meet. May our Blessed Mother, the votive mass which we celebrate today, continue to intercede for us and for those who are in captivity, those who are in detention.